Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Easter,
already.
Holy Week.
Already.
Wow, this Sunday.
Yeah, so can you predict already? Can we wear frocks or are we going to be wearing coats this weekend? What do you think?
Hard to say.
Hard to say.
This
you
is
know,
Indiana.
It is Indiana. You know, and some years I remember, putting flowers in the kids' hair and having little white sandals, and some years we're wearing coats.
Yeah.
So,
you never know in Indiana.
You never really know.
That's
in
it.
And
sure.
It changes daily. So you almost have to have two outfits on hand.
And as far as events coming up at Catholic Radio, I want to remind you our golf is coming up, on May 23rd. So you've still got plenty of time to sign up. We will be putting a sign up on our website. We don't have it there just yet, but we will be putting one there. And we'll be telling you more about it on the radio too. But mark your calendar, May 23rd. It's a Tuesday, and it's a lot of fun. It starts off with Mass at 11 o'clock in the morning, lunch, big 18-hole golf for everybody, and back for a dinner. It's a great day. It's a lot of fun.
Do we have any room for sponsorship?
Oh, we do. We always do. Hole sponsors, event sponsors, and it's kind of a secret, but in any kind of an event like this, whether it's a dinner or a golf outing, really, they're fundraisers for the organization, but most of the funds they raise come from the sponsorships.
Sure,
no matter how much you charge to get in or play golf, it barely covers everything, and you would not make any money if you stopped right there. So you need sponsorships, and Barb Brinkman here is the lady to call here at Catholic Radio. Her number is 317-870-8400.
Okay, our guest on Faith in Action today, Sandra Hartlieb. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, MJ. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you know what's delightful is I'm trying to think whether it was in early February, mid-February, I went to a Fatima retreat house. It was kind of a thank you from the Archdiocese to the catechumens, anybody that was involved with the religious ed.
To the catechist, that's
right.
Right,
the catechist.
Yes.
And Sandra was Mother Theodore Guerin, Jim. And you know what's interesting? After about 2 or 3 minutes, you forgot that it was Sandra Hartlieb, and you were literally transported back to the time. I mean, it's interesting because the physical kind of fell away, and your storytelling took over to the point that it was, you could almost have closed your eyes and been there. It was masterful. Masterful, masterful.
And I'm of course, excited that you thought that way. That's my goal.
Absolutely. My husband and I felt it. I mean, he kept elbowing me. And listeners, I want to tell you, she has been acting and directing and writing for over 25 years. She has a degree in theater and communications from IU and is a certified lay minister through Notre Dame. So you're quite well credentialed for all of this.
Well, you know, sometimes it's it makes you look good on paper, I guess.
You look very good on paper. But how did you look? Take us back a little bit, because you've actually been our guest before, but it was back at the pyramids, way back when.
That's right.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And you've certainly done a lot more since then. So how did you first get your start in all of this?
Well, thank you, MJ. My ministry called Sisterhood Drama Ministry actually started in about 1996. It's a family ministry, sisters and brothers and husbands all involved. And our primary focus is telling stories from the Bible. We portray the women in the Bible because most of the actors are women, although our brother had participated with us in the past. He doesn't at this point. But primarily we tell the stories of women in the Bible. I like to call them ordinary women caught in extraordinary circumstances.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You talk about women in the Bible, and so a couple that come to mind are, of course, Mary, the mother of God.
Yes.
Mary Magdalene.
Yes.
Ruth.
Yes. Actually, my sister Nora and I portray a wonderful scene, we love it, of Ruth and Naomi.
Oh, yeah.
As they are about to set out on their journey to Bethlehem from Moab. And I get to play Naomi, the crotchety old woman, and telling Ruth just to go on back home.
You know, as you're talking, I'm wondering, I don't think that many of us, I certainly could not, tell these stories off the top of my head. And yet you're talking like, oh yeah, you know the story. I mean, of course you know the story. So tell us a little bit about the research that goes into this, and do you write everything?
Well, yes, actually, and thanks for asking that. I like to call it literary archaeology.
Oh, that's a good one. I like
we,
that.
We open up the Bible. And another thing I like to say is the scripture is the best script we could ever find.
Oh, really?
And there's just so many rich stories in scripture. And in many of our scenes, we lift dialogue straight off of the page because we can't improve on it. It's just marvelous. One of my very favorite characters to play is the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you a little story. I had performed that in church during Mass, during Lent, a few years ago. And the priest who was celebrating Mass was, I think, a little concerned that I would give the gospel correctly. So I had done it for three different Masses. At the first Mass, he stayed standing at the pulpit with his Bible open, watching every word that I said. After the first time, he just went and sat down.
He was confident you were
going to. He was confident that I was telling the story as it is in Scripture, and that's our goal. We do want to be faithful. Sure. We are rooted in the Word. We want to be faithful to Scripture, but at the same time, help audiences perceive that these people are real people. I appreciate what you said about Mother Theodore, that, you know, you felt that you were right there her.
Oh, yeah.
And that is definitely a goal, that we don't want you to feel as if you're in a performance, but on the other hand, feel as if you're visiting with that person and hearing their story firsthand.
Well, that's interesting, because I'm not quite sure, I mean, even looking back over that evening, how you were able to achieve that other than through your storytelling.
Well,
because
thank you.
Because your habit was just like any other nun's habit. I mean, you had the long habit. And of course you were quite animated, but that it really came through in the words that you chose, and just the way to paint pictures in such a vivid way, and really describe the circumstances in that you were in. So we all thought we were in the same circumstances. It was really
right, well.
you really did that
thank
quite
you.
Well. And honestly, I don't know whether I should admit this or not, but every year when they kind of give us a little bit of a preview of Father Rick Nagel's coming, or this priest is coming, or Father, they had Father Bob Sims, I think, was last
yes.
time. They,
okay.
they usually have a priest. And they kind of give a little tidbit, and I thought, oh, I don't know, a play. I was thinking, a play, it's going to be late. I don't know. I just was like, oh, and my husband said, I bet that'd be interesting. I was like, oh, I don't know, it's going to be late. And I actually was a little bit reticent, because we were trying to fit it in the middle one evening. We were trying to. I had something to do right beforehand. I had something to do after. And
right.
I tell you what, I felt ashamed. I felt so ashamed, because you were phenomenal.
Ah, MJ.
Phenomenal. I can't
gonna,
say it enough.
You're going to get me. I'm all blushing. Can you see through the radio I'm blushing?
Well, you know, it's just, it's you are a gem that we have in our midst. And so I'm tickled that.
What you saw, or what you experienced, was just a piece of the play that is called In Her Own Words. It is actually based on Mother Theodore's writing. She was prolific in writing letters and always journaled. And so, again, there's that literary archaeology. I mined her words. That's why I gave the play the title, In Her Own Words. What you saw was about a half an hour excerpt of a play that's close to an hour and a half.
Oh, my.
And I recently performed the entire play in Jasper, Indiana. Mother Theodore formed the Academy at St. Mary the Woods in the summer of 1841. And in the in March 19th of 1842, she opened their first missionary school. So that's St. Joseph, and they celebrated their 175th anniversary of the opening of that school.
Well, I will tell you, I'm not a history buff. And I think probably it had nothing to do with you or with the fact that it was a play, because I love live theater. Mm-hmm. It had everything to do with I'm not a history buff. I had a terrible history teacher, a couple of them in high school, and my eyes just kind of glaze over. But you made her story really come alive. And that's, listeners, if you have the opportunity, we're chatting with Sandra Hartlieb. She is acting, directing, writing for over 25 years. She, of course, laid the foundation for herself well in a theater and degree in communications from IU. Also a certified lay minister through Notre Dame. And she has the Sisterhood Drama Ministry. Right. I love that. It's like, it reminds me of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. And right. On that note, we need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then below that, in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Every morning I get in my car, I say a prayer, and I sit and I listen. It gets me in the mood to go in and handle my day.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today is Sandra Hartlieb. She is actor, director, writer for over 25 years. She really brings the Bible to life. Many, many different stories in the Bible. And I came back from an evening not too long ago where I had the great opportunity to witness you portray Mother Theodore Guerin. And I was telling in my faith study group about it. And listeners, if you are tuning in right now and you are intrigued or interested, someone in the faith study group said, I wonder if she'd come and talk to our group.
Wow.
So there are opportunities all over the city for, you know, a retreat or a women's group, or you say that you give conferences, drama, music, retreats, workshops. When you say music,
yes.
Who sings? Is there singing involved?
Well, we don't sing.
Play instruments?
Play instruments.
But there's music.
We actually, and I have to thank my sister Nora for really exploring this part of the ministry. We take contemporary Christian songs and create movement to them. You might call it liturgical dance, creative movement, that kind of thing. during a given production, we will do three or four musical numbers that really support the story. You know, there may be a particular song, one that's In Christ Alone, which we love to do during Lent. Holy Week is a great time to do that particular song.
Well, this particular week, we are in the middle of Holy Week right now as we speak. Now, you talk about your sisters. How many in your family?
Actually, there are 9 siblings in my family.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wonderful family.
And almost every one of them have been involved in one way or another in this ministry. Currently, it is myself and my sister Nora, who are still traveling, still performing. And you mentioned workshops and conferences. We really enjoy doing that. And those are all based on biblical concepts, but they're very interactive. We do not give a workshop where, just forget the podium. Take the podium out of the place. We do not give a conference or a workshop or a retreat in that manner. We like to be very interactive. We involve people. I know, MJ, this may be out of your comfort zone.
Uh-oh.
But we do like to get the attendees, participants in any of our workshops up on their feet.
Oh, my.
And involved directly into a biblical story.
Oh, I love that.
Sandra, we're going to give it a couple of times during our broadcast, but if people listening now, thinking, how do I get in touch with her if I wanted Sandra to do something for our group or our parish? How would they get in touch with you?
Great, thank you. You can find us on Facebook. Look for Sisterhood Drama on Facebook. You can also call me. The number is 317-372-5925. I'm in Indianapolis. My sister Nora is in Southern Indiana. And so we'd love to hear from any and all.
And if they call that number, they get to talk to the boss.
They get to talk. Well, actually, Nora says she's the boss. But
but Nora's not with us today.
But Nora's not with us today.
Okay, so of all that you've done, and you've done many, which one's your favorite so far? What do you think?
Well, I tell you, I have had the opportunity to write Mary's story, the mother of Jesus, and the setting of that particular story is way past the Ascension. I have her living in Ephesus with St. John, and folks come to visit her and want to know her story. So she's able to tell the story of the miraculous angel coming to visit her, all the way through to the astounding birth and shepherds and kings coming to see her child, the time that she lost him in the temple, all the way through to the crucifixion and standing at the foot of the cross. And so it's a very moving story for me, and I'm privileged to be able to tell Mary's story.
You know, it's interesting, Sandra. As you tell these stories, much of it you have to have some sort of creative license with, because you're taking words in the Bible, mm-hmm. or ideas that we understand, mm-hmm. and giving them life and kind of breathing life into them, you know? And making them relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm listening to you talk about the Blessed Mother, mm-hmm. And almost, if you will, list over a cup of tea telling some her story, you know, about back when. Yeah. I'm wondering, do you weave in there little vignettes or little memories of miracles that he did for you, doing laundry or picking or cleaning the house? Because she knew that. I mean, at the feast of the wedding of Cana, I mean, she knew
that's
he was
a great
capable
story.
Of because she simply said, do whatever he says.
The
best advice ever. So we know that he had done things like that before. We know that he had tickled her with little, with little things. So do you weave things like that into
the story? I tell you what, we really try to stay true to the scripture. We don't try to put things in that can't be discovered through scripture. We use a process that is familiar to perhaps Jewish audiences. It's called Midrash. And you take the story, but then you look at the culture of the time. You look at the history, what was happening in this particular place, to try and paint as realistic a picture as possible. So those things can be added in. But we do not try to make up stories. We stick with we know from the scripture.
Very good. Sandra, if you're just now tuning in, listeners, Sandra Hartlieb, she brings the Bible to life through the Sisterhood Drama Ministry. She, with her sisters and brother sometimes, reenact stories from the Bible. And now you're venturing into saints. Tell us a little bit about you went to Jasper a couple weeks ago.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, the story of how the play of Mother Theodore came about was, I was mad at her. Tell you what. It was the day of her canonization. And those who know me well know that I have a vision problem. I am actually legally blind and cannot drive. I've had a cornea transplant, a number of other eye surgeries, and so forth. Well, the final miracle that helped proclaim Mother Theodore a saint was a gentleman who just in passing said, Mother Theodore, I'm supposed to have a cornea transplant, and I really don't want to have it, so what can you do about it? And lo and behold, his eye was completely healed.
Oh, dear.
So on the day of her canonization, my husband drove me out to St. Mary of the Woods, and I just stomped around and said, Mother Theodore, I'm really mad at you. And, you know, what about me? Why didn't you do a miracle for me?
Sure.
And Mother Theodore told me to tell her story. If I told her story, I would find peace.
And have you?
And indeed.
Oh, well, my goodness, what a beautiful story.
Yeah.
You know, she is kind of, although we know her well here in Indiana, and in fact, I think we know her well because of her canonization.
Right.
So many stories have been told about her, and more has come to light. But I don't know if surrounding states know so much about her.
Sure.
So I was tickled that you're telling her story, because I really don't know that she's that well known.
And she's our first and right now our only Indiana saint.
Yes.
She was actually born and raised in France and came to Indiana in 1840 to open a mission and to open an academy, a girls' school. And what she founded became the College of St. Mary of the Woods.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. If you went on to bring Mother Theodore Guerin alive in the last couple of years, what's on the horizon for the future?
Yeah.
I mean, what? Yeah, because there have to be. I mean, you've done many over and over and over again, you know, women from the Bible.
Right.
But is it possible that St. Catherine of Siena or St. Maria Goretti or
I'm probably
Gianna?
Too old for Maria Goretti. But
but there's so many.
I have actually had thoughts about perhaps Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Saint Teresa of Avila is a very favorite saint of mine. Saint Teresa of Lisieux, although she died very young, but her story is remarkable, and she loved drama.
Yeah,
she wrote a play and was Saint Joan of Arc when she was 18 years old. So I have kind of a kindred spirit with her.
There you go.
So yeah, it's very possible that other saints will be part of my repertoire in the future.
Sandra, you mentioned having performed in Jasper. What is the furthest point from Indianapolis that you have put on one of your productions?
How about the Rift Valley in Kenya, Africa?
Rift Valley?
The cradle of civilization.
In Kenya, Africa.
Wow, what did you do there?
Our ministry took, we had 10 individuals who went on a mission trip to Kenya in 2009. And people asked us, oh, you're going to Africa. Are you going to dig wells or build houses?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
and we said,
classic.
No, we're going to tell stories. And
So was this upon invitation or what?
It was. We have a very good friend, a pastor, Samuel, who is from Kenya. He had come to America to visit us, and he said, you have to come to Africa. And of course, we said, You're kidding. There's no way we're going to Africa. And within a year and a half, we were in Africa.
Oh, my goodness.
With 10 persons. And we did storytelling. We had programs with over 100 children, many of them orphans. We did what they call crusades, which was in a dirty, dust-filled parking lot on a postage stamp-sized stage, telling stories to a crowd of hundreds who were just packed and standing in this parking lot to hear the stories from the Bible.
Oh, how wonderful.
And one of the really remarkable experiences I had of that, primarily the people speak Swahili. And one of the performances that I did was Salome, the mother of James and John.
Oh.
And I had to pause at every sentence for it to be translated into Swahili.
Oh, my goodness.
So
talk about dramatic pause.
Dramatic pause, yes. And to remember, okay, now what's the next line?
Oh, my goodness. How wonderful.
But
is
it
that?
Was a great experience. Really was.
Well, this obviously comes quite naturally to you. I mean, there are a few times in radio when you wish it was TV, and this could be TV today.
Thank you.
I mean, just I wish you could kind of break into a song, if you will, or break into prose. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, Sandra Hartlieb is with us today. We just have a little over a minute left. She is actor, director, writer for 25 years plus. Laid a foundation, incredible foundation with theater and communications from IU, and also a certified lay minister through Notre Dame. And she brings the Bible to life through the Sisterhood Drama Ministry. You know, I'm going to let you close. I'm going to cede the last minute to you. But could you give us your information in case someone's listening and thinking, boy, you'd be great for our women's group?
Thank you. Yes, I would love to come to women's groups. Thank you. You can find us on Facebook. Just look for Sisterhood Drama, and you'll see articles about the recent things that we have done and so forth, and you can respond to that and contact us that way. You may also call me. I'm in Indianapolis. The number is 317-372-5925. And I'm at St. Lawrence Catholic Parish. So if you forget the number, just call up St. Lawrence and you'll find me.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Faith in Action.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.